Alright, welcome back to another episode of the Anime Noob Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Bleach. Specifically, up until the end of the Soul Society arc, because that's just where I about finished a couple days ago. So we're going to get started with that today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Alright guys, so first impressions with Bleach. I mean, I know I'm kind of late to the party. I really like it so far. It's not bad. I've been kind of going crazy with the reading. That's why I wasn't giving you guys an update arc to arc. But I just finished the Soul Society arc, and I'm actually almost done with the next arc as well. But I figured I'd give you guys an update where I'm at with Bleach. What I like about it so far, I really like the pacing. I like how the story's constantly progressing and it's moving itself forward. And I feel like a lot of the time, anime like One Piece, even though that's like my favorite anime, shows like that, they take a while to get going. What's another show that takes a while to get going? Can't think of it off the top of my head, but like One Piece is a good example, because like, for example, the Soul Society arc ended around like chapter 200 something, around like just before 200 or after, and for instance, like One Piece, you didn't even get past Skypiea at that point. Like, we've already gone through so much of the story of Bleach in just these couple hundred chapters that it's, you know, it's, the world building isn't great, and it's not, you know, the most in-depth story so far, but I'm really starting to like it. I like the, the relationship between, Ichigo and all of his friends, and, how determined he is to save Rukia, because he didn't have to. And that's one thing I really have been liking about Ichigo, is the entire point of him is, I don't gotta do shit, but I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. And I would feel like an idiot if I didn't do what was right. And that's what I really like. He has a very strong sense of honor. And it's really different to a lot of other shonen main characters. Like, Luffy just doesn't give a fuck about anything. He's just like, whatever, I'm just gonna live life how I live life. Naruto is just, I want to be the strongest, I don't want to, you know what I mean, I'm just gonna keep fighting till I'm the strongest type stuff. It's kind of how a lot of main shonens go. But with Bleach, it's not even about him wanting to be stronger. He wants to be stronger so he can protect the people he cares about. And having the reason behind why you want to be stronger is a lot, makes his character a lot more interesting. So I love him, and I love his relationship to all the characters. He's very funny because he's an asshole, but he really does care. And I like that, because he very much is a teenager. And a lot of shows don't really depict like how a teenager acts really well, and that's kind of funny. I guess let's just start from the beginning, you know. So, what was the first arc? Agent of Shinigami arc. It was kind of a slow start, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't really get into Bleach until the beginning of the Soul Society arc, or like right before. But the first couple episodes, pretty good. I really liked the relationship between Rukia and Ichigo, and how, you know, she ended up losing her Soul Reaper powers, and he ended up gaining them from her, so then they had to work together, and then all the little shenanigans. It's not what Bleach is now, but it was a good setup for what's to come, and being like, this is what the normal world is like, then we're gonna go to the Soul Society and see what that's like, and now we're gonna actually get into the meat of the story. But I love all the characters so far. Each one is super cool and unique. Chad's super cool. I can't wait to learn more about Chad, because it seems like he has hollow powers. which is crazy because he's not dead. So, like, how does he have hollow powers? Same thing with Orihime. She has some crazy stuff that we don't learn about. And I'm at chapter, like, 300. I don't know exactly what it is, you know? So they has a lot of really cool friends that also have special abilities themselves, and I think that's kind of cool because it's different than what the actual Soul Reaper powers is. So they're not all just Soul Reapers. You know, so that's kind of cool. It's not like Naruto where they're all ninjas, or, you know, One Piece where everybody's a pirate or a marine, or Black Clover where they're all magic knights, or they're all mages, rather. You know, stuff like that. It's nice being able to, like, have, like, a very diverse main cast who have very specific roles. I love that Ichigo has a family. A lot of shonen, they don't show you the main character's family. They're either dead or they're out of the picture. But, like, Ichigo's got a really loving father and a couple of sisters. So I think that's a really cool dynamic that doesn't get explored a lot in shonen. So it's really cool the way that they do it. Overall, I thought the Soul Society arc was probably my favorite one up to the point where I'm at. I really liked how they painted the Soul Reapers as the bad guys, because it really kind of shows you what perspective does to a situation. Like, especially now that we know that, like, Aizen kind of sets stuff up now. But, like, when they first show up, it's like, well, obviously, yeah, you're breaking into their city. They're not allowed to have you in. Like, they're gonna want to fight you. And that's why a lot of the Soul Reaper's captains were just kind of like, hey, we'll let you run away. We'll let you leave. Just go. Because if we don't gotta kill you, we don't got to. But then it also showed that some of the captains were kind of bad. Like, Ichimaru and Aizen and whoever the captain of, like, scientific research is now, because he was kind of creepy. He was talking about experimenting on people's bodies and stuff, and that's kind of, but I liked that there was a diverse, like, you could tell that, like, not every group is entirely good and that they are all flawed in some kind of way. Just because they're Soul Reapers doesn't mean that they are the end-all, be-all right thing. Same thing with the Quincy's when Uryu first came in and he explained what Quincy's are and how they just fight the Hollows and they kill them and they don't let them go back to the Soul Society, and that they're fighting for the same things, but they have very different ways about going about it. So I liked that they have that kind of contrast, and that they set up Ryu to kind of be like a rival to Ichigo in a way. Obviously they're both not going to be Soul Reapers, but they're definitely setting it up to be like Ryu is kind of like the opposite of Ichigo in that kind of respect. So I think that's kind of interesting. I really thought the plot twist with Aizen was really, really well done. I mean, I'd kind of gotten that spoiled for me before I even started Bleach. I've always known that Aizen was, like, the big bad guy. So when I was reading it and watching it the first time, I was kind of like, okay, Aizen seems pretty unassuming, but I know he's going to be bad at some point. When's it going to happen? But the fact that, like, he had tricked everybody, and he convinced his assistant captain that someone else was the one that killed him, and made her go off on a crazy psychotic rampage trying to avenge his death, all for him to just show back up and be like, psych, I'm not dead, and by the way, I planned all this, fuck all of you guys, and I'm leaving, bye, and you guys can't stop me. And so I really like Aizen as a villain so far. He's very very well done. He's very complex. And he's a really cool character, because he does seem very, like, kind to the people he cares about, and he seems very he doesn't seem very aggressive as a person, which makes him almost scarier, because, like, you don't really know what his true power is, because, like, he's just so calm all the time. So Aizen was awesome. What else? All the different fights were super cool. I loved Kenpachi. Kenpachi was super cool. I love Kenpachi. And his fight with Ichigo. And how he just kept letting Ichigo hit him because he just wanted to feel the pain. Because he never gets to fight all out with people. And he just has so much fun doing it. That he didn't even care if he beat Ichigo. He was just happy to fight. I think that was pretty cool. I loved that after Ichigo beat every assistant captain or whoever he beat, I loved that they immediately respected him and wanted to help him. Like, Ikkaku immediately didn't sell him out after he beat him. They were like, "Do you know anything about this guy?" And he's like, "Nope, I don't even remember what he looked like." You know, and then Renji obviously is Rukia's friend, so obviously he wanted to help Ichigo anyway. But the fact that after he beat Renji, Renji was so willing to just go out of his way to break Rukia out, that he was willing to fight his own captain and lose, just because he realized that, like, what they were doing to Rukia was not okay. But yeah, I loved everything about the Soul Society. It was a really, really well done arc. Super, super interesting and layered. I loved all the different characters, and I loved how they introduced everybody. It wasn't just Ichigo fights each person and you introduce them. It's like, oh no, Chad fights this guy. And, you know, he's super nice and he's one of the nice captains, but since you're not leaving, he has to do what he has to do. And same thing with Uryu, and like the guy he had to fight, who was like the weapons master guy. Forgot his name. And Uryu was so badass. He's like, "Well, I would call myself weapons master, but I don't like the title. It doesn't sound right." And then he fucking just kills him. It was great. Orihime really didn't do much in that arc besides just kind of heal people. What's her name? Yorichi was really awesome in the Soul Society arc. I was so surprised. I didn't realize she was a girl. I got that same fucking shock that Ichigo gave when she showed up naked as fuck, just on the page, just being like, oh yeah, sorry, I forgot to wear clothes. I forgot how much I hate wearing clothes. And then she just keeps making fun of Ichigo because she's, "Oh, you never seen a naked girl before," stuff like that. She was really funny. I can tell that she's going to be a big character moving forward. Same thing with Urahara. Like, with him, like, he's been big since the beginning of the show. Because, like, he was the one that gave Rukia the mod soul that wasn't good. That they ended up putting in the teddy bear. And then he was the one that trained Ichigo and taught him how to control his Zangpakuto. And he was a captain at some point, so, like, you know he's super strong, but, like, you don't know. He's almost like the Shanks of this universe, if that makes sense. Like, he keeps getting hyped up to me, but, like, he seems so unassuming. Like, you wouldn't have guessed that this guy is, like, such a super strong, powerful, masterful, smart guy. Like, he just looks like some kind of, like, hippie that's gonna scam you at his shop, and that's just... So that's, I think he's really interesting. I'm excited to see where his character goes. Same thing with Yorichi. I think that they're both real. I think they're both probably like the characters I'm most interested in at the moment. After the Soul Society, in the arc I'm in right now, I think Grimmjow is probably the most interesting character. But I'm not that far yet. Man, Bleach, man, it's been good. I'm excited. I'm planning on finishing it within the next week. Because I'm reading it and I'm watching it simultaneously. So I'm planning at least finishing reading it in the next week. So hopefully you guys are gonna have a couple episodes of me going through the entire thing, and then hopefully once I get caught up with the anime, I can start making reactions to Thousand Year Blood War as it comes out. But yeah. As far as that goes, you know, that's it for today. Don't really know what else there's really to say about Bleach. It seems really cool. I love everything about it so far. I love the story. I love the world building. I love all the weapons. I love the, you know, the very obvious, you know, focus on, like, you're, like, having the will to fight and the reason why you fight. And I think that's really important because a lot of shows don't, and a lot of anime don't go into that. It's just, oh, I fight because I want to be strong, or I fight just because I can, or because I want to. It's never like, are you fighting for you, or are you fighting for your honor, or are you trying to protect people, or are you trying to protect yourself? What are you trying to do? And a lot of his internal conflict and the reason he loses at first is because he's just trying to win the fight. He's not trying to, or he's just trying to survive. He's not trying to win because he's trying to protect people. And Zangetsu has to keep reminding him, being like, hey, why are you fighting? What is this all for? And then he just keeps getting back up. And I love that about it. Tune in next time. I'm going to be talking about the next couple arcs. It's probably going to be chapters like 200 to probably like 400 probably. It's probably going to be chapters 200 to 400. I'll post more about it on my threads if you guys are following me on there. Anyway, you guys have a great day. See you next time.